see. And I...
The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word. Welcome to Consider His Word. Today, we're going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul's epistle to the church at Corinth. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. If you have access to a Bible, I encourage you to go pick it up and join us as we consider His Word today. Very quickly, I want to remind you about our little prayer journals. We send out many of these, and we'd love to get one into your hands as well. Now, the prayer journal is simply a little notebook that you can put into a shirt pocket, fits in easily into a purse or a Bible case. It's a place where you can write down your prayer requests. You know, the Bible says, let your requests be made known unto God. And also a place where you can mark off those requests as you see God answer them, just as He had promised. The prayer journals are absolutely free. We're not going to put you on a mailing list. We're not going to put you on an email list. We're not going to be texting you. Once you send for the prayer journal, we'll simply respond, send you the prayer journal, and that will be it. You can pray for us. You can get the prayer journals in one of three ways. First of all, through our website at considerhisword.org. There's a link there that says contact us. If you'll click on that link, send us an address and tell us where you're hearing the broadcast today, and we'll get the prayer journal out to you as quick as we can. Second way, it's just simply to email me directly, and more we're getting the direct emails. So you'd send the email to considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. The third way, of course, is just simply to write to us, as many do, at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now remember, send us the call letters where you're hearing the broadcast today, and also send us an address. We've had several that sent a request for the prayer journal, and they did not send us an address. And it's kind of difficult to respond to those, so make sure you include that address as well. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. You know, when the Bible talks about winning people to the Lord, and it talks about preaching the gospel, it often does it in the context of farm work. And so today I want to talk about farm work from 1 Corinthians chapter 3. You know, I grew up in the Midwest, and I was used to seeing farmers. Yeah, I remember especially those farmers coming into town in their overalls and their work boots. In fact, my grandfather, for as long as I ever knew him, always wore overalls because he would do that farm work. And often, in the context of soul winning and leading people to the Lord and preaching the gospel, it's presented to us in Scripture as farm work. For example, Jesus told the disciples one time, He said, "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, then comes the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look unto the fields, for they are white already to harvest." And another place He told us to pray for workers, Matthew 9:37. Then He said to His disciples, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that He send forth laborers into the harvest." You know, often when we speak about mission work or a missionary going to a field, We call it His mission field, or a field of service. And the truth is, we all work in a mission field, and God has given us all some part of farm work. I remember growing up when we would have a garden. We would have a big garden that my dad would assign to each of us. There are three of us children. He would assign each of us a part of the garden. He'd say, you take care of this part, and you weed this part, and you water this part, and we each had a responsibility. Now, I know it's not farm work, but to us it seemed that way. And, you know, the fact of it is that we all have work in a mission field. Your home, your town is a mission field, a place where you preach the gospel. I've seen some churches that had a sign over their door as you go out the church, and the sign would say, now entering the mission field. And God is still looking for those laborers. And there is a position open for you in the work of God. Let's look at the scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I'm going to start reading in verse 5. Paul said, who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? But ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that gives the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. For ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. God gives us each a job in the work of farm work. Paul said, I planted. I want you to notice three things. First of all, was the planter. Paul said, I planted. He identified himself as a planter. This is the one who plants the seed, the one who gives out the gospel. Today, the planter could be you. You could be the one that is giving someone the gospel. It could be a preacher. It could be evangelist. It could be a missionary. But every one of us can be a planter. We can plant through our own personal witnesses. Our own personal witness. We can plant by telling someone about Jesus, just giving your testimony, saying, here's what happened to me. Watch for those open doors. Watch for those opportunities when you might be able to give someone the Word of God and plant that seed. It's also in the way that you live. There was a preacher one time who said, everywhere you go, preach Christ. And if necessary, use words. You can plant seed by your testimony. You can plant seed by handing out tracts. You can plant seed by any means possible. Jesus told us to. I mean, that is part of the Great Commission. Mark 16:15. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Jesus clearly illustrated this to us in a parable over in Luke chapter 8. And he explained that parable about planting the seed. And he said then, the seed is the Word of God. And we have this promise. The planter has this promise. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. So you have the planter. And I hope you can be a planter. But then he identified Apollos as the one who watered. Now, what could this mean, the one who watered? I think there's a couple of things here. I think one is that when the seed is planted, it's someone who encourages that word. It doesn't have to be the same person. I think it's also the one who prays for the planter. 1 Timothy 2:1 says, I exhort therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. And so pray for that seed as it goes out, that it would produce a harvest. There are the ones who plant. There are the ones who water. And maybe you, whatever circumstances, don't feel like you are a planter or can't be the planter. But you can be a waterer. You can be the one who waters. It's kind of hard for me to say. You can be the one who prays for that missionary and prays for that preacher and prays for that evangelist. Or maybe you're watching and seeing somebody being witnessed to, seeing a seed being planted in somebody's heart and life. And you can be the one that's praying for them. Pray that they would come under the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Pray that they are the good soil that Jesus talked about in the parable of the sower. And pray for their salvation. You know, I would encourage you to make a prayer list for those who are lost. Our prayer journal would be great for that, to pray for people who are lost. Pray for them by name, and you'll see God answer that prayer. And pray for the power of the Word of God. Paul said to Timothy, finally, brethren, or the church at Thessalonica, he said, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of God may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. And he has a promise as well. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So there's the one who plants, the one who waters, but also there is the harvester. Oh, this is so much fun when we see the harvest come in, the soul winner. And only by the work of God does God give the increase. The harvester is the one who gets to lead someone to Christ. I want to give you a good example of this. I had a friend of mine that witnessed to a friend of his for months. And he would give him the gospel and plant the seed with him. And he brought that friend here to visit here on the reservation one time. And as we were visiting and sitting and talking, I got to be the harvester. I got to be the one that led him to the Lord. His wife and others I know were watering that seed. They were praying for him. And so we love the harvest. We love to see it when people come to Christ. But you see, it takes all of these. It takes the planter. It takes the one who waters. It takes the harvest. You see, somebody has to plant. Without planting the seed, there would be no harvest. Someone has to water. Someone must pray for these souls. And certainly, somebody has to harvest, has to be the one who is there when they see that person come to faith and trust Christ as their Savior. And I want you to notice this, that in the end, it is God, first of all, that gives the increase. We praise him for all of these. We praise him for the one who plants, who one who is willing to go. Maybe it is that missionary. Maybe that's one that goes downtown and preaches to the homeless, or goes maybe to a nursing home, or wherever it is. We need people to plant the seed. We need people to water that seed. And we need people that would be there for the harvest. And we give God the praise. He gives the increase. We're all in this together. You remember verse 8, he said, now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. Every man shall receive his own reward according to his labor. For he labors together with God. And you're God's husbandry, God's building. We're in this together. The planter, the waterer, the harvester. And God gets the glory. And we thank him for that soul that comes to Christ. So do your part. Plant, water, harvest. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
He is waiting. He is calling.